DJWMobile.
Now that's a call sign I haven't heard in a long time, but then again, I haven't been on the radio in quite a long time. AE4BM Mobile.
AE4BM, yeah, it has been a while, relatively speaking. Are you doing okay? You still flying any, or you got all your stuff moved up here from the coast?
Pretty much everything, except for my aluminum and a push-up pole. My HF wire is on the ground. It's currently in the living room being rebuilt. I'm on day shift now. I'm no longer a night walker.
So you're sleeping normal hours, so you probably don't get as much done. It seems like when they disrupt your sleep pattern, you get more done. I don't know. That's the way it was for me anyway. Well, good to hear you on the radio. How else you been doing? You fare through the hurricane okay?
Yeah, I was in the house for the week that I wasn't working. Just listening to all the radio chatter on the HD, but that was about it. We were out of power for a good week, but it was livable. I've been on a lot worse.
Days with no power, and after about the third day, it was a cold shower. I wasn't going to go 4 days without a shower. But a cold shower's not too bad. We got gas, natural heat downstairs, and you heat that up down there, and it comes upstairs. So it was livable. And we had just gone to the grocery store before that, so we were good on groceries for that 8 days. But when I did go back, I had to stand in line, and it was cash only. Anyway, that was an experience. Hope we don't have any more of that anytime soon. W4DJW.
Hope nothing like that ever happens again. Oh, man, oh, man. But, yeah, I haven't done any flying. I might have to break out the drone again and put another line through the tree. But I'll cross that road when it happens.
Same thing. My last HF came down during the hurricane, and it snapped it really hard, and part of it wrapped around my VHF antenna at home, and the other part of it's laying on the ground in the flower pit. But it hasn't got the highest priority. There's other things that have higher priority. I do have some bazookas in the attic if I need to use them. Too many other, we realized there's a sweet gum tree beside our house. It was probably 20 feet from the house. It was about 80 feet tall. It had two trunks, and at the base, it was about 4 feet in diameter. And after the hurricane, we figured out if that thing came down, it'd probably cut the house in half. So just had those taken out yesterday.
Wow.
Get you thinking, huh? Shift, and are you missing night shift, Denny?
Seeing the people on night shift, I'm a lot happier because I get to see daylight, and that natural vitamin D is a awesome antidepressant. But other than that, it's about the same. It's kind of a change for me trying to make new friendships with people I don't know.
The office is a little bit harder to do that. What kind of environment is it that you're working in?
We're at the airplane factory.
Okay. Well, you have to interact with a lot of people then, right?
Interact with a bunch of people, but lately I've been on light duty ever since the first surgery, and now they want me to do a fusion because that section that they did a discectomy is falling apart quicker than they expected.
Does that limit your mobility if you go that path?
I'm still trying to figure out. I'm definitely going to get the surgery, but I'm still trying to find out what my limits are before surgery so I can get that all in place for when I get off of, I can't find the words today. Wow.
seeing therapists at all. I used to have to go to those for a while. they can be rough on you.
Doing physical therapy the whole time, before and after surgery, but it was just not doing anything. I elected to just stop physical therapy because the physical therapist even said that I wouldn't get any relief unless it was a fusion. It was just getting down to that point of nothing was doing any relief, any exercises or anything.
I told you that, and they didn't just keep you going and do more damage than good.
They know I'm just a big mule and just keep on dealing with the pain and just keep going. Yesterday at work, they had to tell me to sit down. I was close to losing my balance, and Miss Ashley goes, "Ben, you need to sit down."
You did that right away, right?
I limped from where we were doing some work and made it back to an office desk, and she goes, "You better stay there for the rest of the shift." And and I did. but it was I just have a problem with just pushing myself, just trying to help to get work done. Most of the time I just feel so useless in my condition.
It's easy to get your eyeballs too big, right? Get an appetite for getting something done when you really shouldn't do that. I know I do that a lot, and when I do it too much, I go into AFib. And my wife just gets so frustrated at me because I won't stop. And she knows it's going to happen. And she tells me, "I'm telling you it's going to happen. It happens, and you're doing it anyway."
AFib? Wow. All I hear is stories about that from Mom. But then again, she's a intensive care nurse. Oh, man, oh, man.
I got to pull into the driveway. I got to load up another load and head back out. I got to... Got a haul eight, it was an old, crusty old deck anyway, but that tree limb fell on it and took out part of the railing, so I got to get it to the point where I can rebuild it. And the first part of that is hauling the old off to the dump. But anyway, stay safe, don't overdo it. Good to hear you back on the radio. Hope to hear you on the radio a lot more often. W4DJW.
I need to turn on the radio in this truck more often. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later. AE4BM Mobile.